listening to the Rev Ministries podcast. This podcast is taken from the Rev Landon Schott sermons from his home church and travels around the world. For more resources or information, please check out our website at therev.com or check out our iTunes store.
Numbers 13, chapter 26. How many love God's word? I love God's word. Numbers 13, verse 26. It says, they came back to Moses and Aaron, the whole Israelite community at Kadesh and the desert of Paran. They reported to them the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. We're talking about the 12 spies of Israel. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land in which you sent us. It does flow with milk and honey. Here is the fruit. Someone say fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there, the Amalekites and the Negev, the Hittites, the Jebusites, Amorites in the hill country, the Canaanites near the sea along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go and take possession of the land. Someone say amen. For we will certainly do it. Look at verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, we cannot attack those people. Watch. They are stronger than we are. And they spread amongst the Israelites a bad report. Someone say bad report. Say bad report. And the land they explored, they said, the land we explored devours those that are living in it. And all the people who we saw were great in size, or they were giants. We saw the Nephilim, the descendants of Anak. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. The title of this message this morning is Focused on Giants. Let's pray. Father, we declare that your word is the highest authority in our lives. We declare that your word is true in every man's a liar. We declare it's a lamp unto our feet and a light into our path. Lord, we don't want to be right. We want to be in right standing with you. So we declare, Holy Spirit, go before us today. We declare, speak. We declare, give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying, hearts to receive, minds to understand. We declare, Jesus, be made famous in this house today. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said amen. 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 Last year, I was honored to be at this pulpit last December, and I ministered on the topic of deliverance. How many were here for that service? The five elements of deliverance. The Lord spoke to me and said 2015 was the year of the lion and the bear, or the year of personal deliverance. David said to the king, to King Saul, he said, I will take on the giant because the same God that delivered me from the lion and the bear will be the same God that will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Listen, you cannot help somebody be delivered from something that you're currently bound in. Deliverance starts with the lion and the bear, or personal deliverance. Listen, David experienced the deliverance of his God. And because he experienced the deliverance of his God, he knew God delivered me, God can deliver you. There's something so powerful in your testimony, and the enemy tries to keep you in fear and in shame and in bondage because of what you've been through. But the moment you say, God delivered me from alcoholism, God delivered me from perversion, God delivered me from addiction, God delivered me from a demonic oppression, God delivered me from substance abuse, God delivered me from homosexuality. I love meeting individuals that struggle with same-sex attractions, and there's a call of God and anointing on their life. I love looking them in the eyes and tell them, listen, I'm dangerous to the gates of hell, but you're a nuke. When you got a testimony that you've given in to every lie from the pit of hell, and then you got set free, saved, put your feet on the miry clay and put your feet on the rock of Jesus, and you start declaring that he's the God of deliverance, you become a nuclear weapon in the enemy's camp. The Holy Spirit said last year was the year of the lion and the bear, personal deliverance, and 2016 is the year of giants. This is the year that giants begin to come down. All year I've been traveling the nation preaching on giants. And then I saw an email go across to our victory email about the Azusa Now event. And the moment I saw it come across my email, I heard the Holy Spirit say, you have to go. I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to go. I travel full time. I'm on the road every single weekend. In fact, I counted, I spent more nights in the ministry house bed than I did my own home bed in July and in August. And so I wasn't excited about going. When my wife talks about going on trips, I'm like, let's stay home, you know, let's just be here. And I didn't want to, but I felt I was supposed to. And so I brought my daughter with me, and we went, and Pastor Waylon and Dana and Pastor Jan and a group of us, we went down there, and the weather was horrible, and it was raining, and my daughter wanted snow cones and popcorn and the cotton candy, and so I'm getting her anything that she wants just so that, you know, she'll make it through the rain, and so I'm kind of just distracted a little bit, but I know the Lord told me to go, and then all of a sudden, a general gets on the stage named Dutch Sheets. And Dutch Sheets starts telling a story about a dream that he had, that he started knocking out giants one after another. And the moment he said giants, all the hair on my arms began to stand up. And all of a sudden, I had a holy moly moment. Where I said, you know, and I'm only 33, and so I'm still a young buck. But when God speaks to me what he speaks to a prophetic general, it has my attention. And he starts talking about the giants in the land beginning to come down. How many were at the Appeal of Heaven conference? Let me see your hands. So when he starts talking about this, all of a sudden, I'm getting ignited in my spirit because I know that when God spoke to me, he spoke to one of the greatest generals in the land. And this is a word of the Lord over our nation, that this is a year that giants are coming down. Let me just teach on giants for a moment. For those that read the Word of God and study the Word of God, there are no good giants in the Bible. There are no jolly giants. There are no green giants. There's no BFGs, whatever those are. There are only evil monsters of the flesh. Now watch, we're called to be mighty in the spirit, but giants are those that are mighty in the flesh. There were two races of giants in the Bible, and they were separated by the event that we call the flood. The first group of giants were called the Nephilim. They were those that were violent. Those were the violent men. Those were the agitators of the day. These were the ones that fell upon or they oppressed others. In Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says the world was so corrupt that God regretted making the earth or making man. He regretted even having humans here. And the Bible says that every one of their thoughts were exceedingly wicked. These were the giants that ruled the land. Now watch this. Now the people of God were in the land, but instead of facing the giants, the people of God joined the giants. I believe this is a type and shadow, a picture of America. That instead of facing giants in our land, the people of God have been so afraid of giants that we've given into giants and we've joined giants. Listen, if you're not a giant slayer, you're on their side. The second group of giants was called the Rephaim or Rephaim. And this is where it gets crazy. I was on a prayer run and I was praying in the Holy Spirit. One of the five elements of deliverance is speaking in tongues. Listen, you gotta get over your bad doctrine and know that speaking tongues is a gift for you, for the body of Christ now. Listen, Jesus went to his disciples and said, could you not pray an hour? He said, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. How do you pray for more than an hour? How do you pray with the willing spirit? You have to pray through the spirit. Listen, you'll run out of things to pray after 15 minutes. That's how you pray in the Holy Ghost. That's what it's for. How come the disciples couldn't do it? Because they haven't experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit found in Acts chapter 2 yet. They hadn't experienced the day of Pentecost. But never again was there a moment that they could not tarry. because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. I was on a prayer run, and that's what I do when I pray. I like to run in, and I was praying in the Holy Spirit, and I heard the Holy Spirit clearly speak to me and say, giants are the things that bring death. Now, it's one thing for you to say the Lord spoke to you so you could do what you want to do. There's another thing for when the Lord does speak to you and he confirms it in his word. How many know God's never going to speak to you something that contradicts his word? Come on, say amen. Amen. So I start studying Rephaim, put the meaning up there. There it is. And Rephaim means the shades of the spirit of departed, the spirits of Sheol or hell, or generally rendered the dead. The actual translation of the word Rephaim for giants is the word dead. And all throughout scriptures, we find the word dead, but it's translated in the ancient text not to mean dead as you and I know dead, but it's actually translated to the word giants. Let me give you an example. Job chapter 26, verse 5, it says, the dead are in deep anguish, those beneath the waters and all that live in them. Where it says the word the dead, it's that word Rephaim, which means giants. It's actually saying the giants are in the deep waters. Now, Job is the oldest written Bible of the entire Bible. Chronologically, it's the first book that's written. Theologians believe that Job lived between 500 and 900 years after the flood. So watch, the flood was fresh in his mind, and he's talking about the waters came and took out the giants. Let me show you another one. Proverbs 21, 16. Whoever strays from the path of prudence or righteousness comes to rest in the company of the dead. That's the same word, dead or Rephaim. They come to rest in the company of the giants. Watch. Because if you are not facing giants, you're in the company of giants. If you're in the company of giants, you're going to have the same outcome as the giants, dead. Numbers 13, 32. Someone say refocus. Someone say focused on giants. One thing that Dutch said at the appeal to heaven, and it shook me to the core when he said it, but he said, we have made the giants in America bigger than our God. So we look at the disaster of the political system. We look at the disaster of government. We look at the sexual immorality that runs rampant in our nation. Church, the Lord spoke to me and said, it's a year of giants, and I've been working on a book on homosexuality for 3 years. In the summer of 2015, when the Supreme Court made gay marriage legal in our land, it became a giant. From the highest office of the land, declaring in America something legal that is not lawful in the kingdom of God. Just because it's legal does not make abortion lawful. Come on, get this. We are not citizens of America. We are citizens of a kingdom of God. It's interesting that they call Planned Parenthood the abortion giant. Over 60 million documented murders of babies. There's people in this room that you were lied to, that you made mistakes, you sinned, you let the enemy trick you. And I want to let you know, just because you fall and pray, that's not the end of the story. I believe God is going to raise you up. Even for, I feel in my spirit, even individuals that participated in sins like these, that God is going to raise you up, like I said, like a nuke. God is going to raise you up as a weapon to see righteousness and justice come back to this land. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 13 that 12 spies were sent out. Now, who sent these spies out? Moses. But who sent Moses to a promised land? So Moses was running away in fear. He was on the backside of a desert. He experiences a fiery burning bush. He doesn't want to. He's a stutterer. He has to have his brother-in-law Aaron come and help him. We got the 12 plagues of Israel, all of these different things that come in alignment. He brings them out, crosses the Red Sea, fire in the sky, cloud in the sky. I mean, signs and wonders and miracles. This is not Moses' idea. This is God's idea. So God sends Moses on assignment, and then Moses sends 12 individuals. Now, these individuals weren't eeny, meeny, miny, mo, who wants to be elected. This isn't, hey, does someone want something to do? These are 12 elite individuals within the leadership of Israel that God is sending out, Moses is sending out to spy out the land. Listen, the whole journey, everything has been about leaving Egypt and experiencing deliverance and coming in, I feel the Holy Spirit, leaving deliverance and experiencing the promise that God has for them. But in between deliverance and the promise are giants. Come on, hear this word today. In between what God brought you out of and what God is bringing you into are giants, monsters of the flesh. And 10 of them said, we can't do it. 10 of them said, we cannot go against them. 10 of them said, we're too weak. 10 of them said, they're massive creatures. They're from the Nephilim. They're from those before the flood. They're the ones that preyed upon men. 10 of them said, we cannot do it. 10 of them listened to the spirit of intimidation. This is so important. If you're taking notes, write this down. Intimidation is not insecurity. Insecurity is inward. Intimidation is outward. Intimidation, listen, is witchcraft. And if you don't understand or you don't recognize the spirit that's involved, you will fall prey to the spirit that's in operation from a giant. One day my pastor at the time asked me to go downtown. And he said, there's a man who wants you to pray for him. Go pray for him. And I just had that weird check, that weird discernment, that weird uneasy feeling. You know when you have a weird feeling and there's no reason to have a weird feeling? That's usually the Holy Spirit talking to you. You need to start listening to your weird feelings. And so I asked a pastor friend of mine, I said, hey, why don't you roll with me? So we went downtown and I brought some anointing oil with me. And I looked in this man's eyes. When I looked him in his eyes, I just saw darkness. You know what I'm talking about? When you could see someone, like there's not the light. The lights aren't on. I'm not talking about mentally. I'm talking spiritually. And he said, Reverend, I'm so glad you're here. He said, there's ghosts in my building. And I need you to do an exorcism. I was like, where's Pastor Scott when I need him? No, I said, bro, you've been watching too many movies. I said, I don't do exorcisms. You know, I don't do exorcisms. She thought that was funny. But I said, but we can pray and anoint your building with oil and we can dedicate it to the Lord. And then I looked in the corner of his office and he has a box of pornography in his office. And I said, sir, we could exterminate rats. But if you leave cheese out, the rats are coming back. Now, the light wasn't on in his eyes, so he didn't get what I said. So he's like, well, let's go and get rid of these ghosts. And so I'm like, let's go. So we go, and we're about to go up to the second floor, and his dog stops. He had a big husky dog. And his dog stops. He said, see, the ghosts are up there. He won't go to the second floor. And I'm just smiling, and, you know, he's a church person. Church people are weird sometimes. I just kept walking, you know. And I got up to the second floor, and I turned this corner. Church, and the only way I can describe it was it felt like someone reached their hand down my throat, ripped the air out of my lungs. I had the greatest rush of anxiety of my life. I could barely breathe. Fear came rushing in. And I did what this church boy knew how to do. I just prayed in the Holy Ghost until I felt the peace of God come in that place. I turned to my pastor friend. I said, did you feel that? He said, whoa. So we anointed that joker with oil and got out of there as fast as we could. But watch. I encountered demonic presence. He called them ghosts. But I encountered witchcraft. Now watch this. Fast forward 8 years. I'm out to eat with a pastor friend of mine after I ministered at his church, because that's what pastors do. We eat after services. And we're out eating. And he said, hey, a friend of mine called you. Called me about you. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, you know that Landon Schott guy, right? He's like, yeah, Landon, I've known him for 20 years. Landon and I are good friends. He said, you better tell him not to write that book. Church, the moment he said that to me, now watch, this is a pastor friend of mine I've known for 20 years telling me about a conversation he had with another pastor. The moment I heard him say, you better tell him not to write that book, I'm telling you, I heard a demon's voice say it. That hit me with such intimidation, I instantly had anxiety. I instantly had loss of breath. And I was trying to hold it together in his presence like I was fine. But instantly, I felt the impact of witchcraft. Now, instantly when I'm feeling it, I said, now the difference between 8 years is I said, I know what this is. In fact, I wrote a book about it, Jezebel. Elijah calls down fire from heaven. It consumes 850 prophets of Baal, one of the greatest demonstrations of the Spirit's power in human history. And all of a sudden, one woman who he never met threatens him through a letter, and he's running from God. He's running for his life in fear of this threat. Church, intimidation is witchcraft through words. And I heard the demon say, you better not write this book. Because the demon knew what I didn't know about the deliverance that was on the other side of this. I had a mother come up to me at the Appeal to Heaven conference. We had a video made about it and didn't get it out in time. And she said, Landon, I need to tell you. She said, my daughter, she instantly started crying. She said, my daughter came a year ago and she wrote me a note. And the note said, Mom, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm gay. And she said, and I started just praying. And I started declaring what God's word says about my daughter. And then she went to a United night. She said, and at a United night, you were talking about biblical clarity on sexual confusion. She went to the altar. She said, not only is my daughter delivered, but now she's leading our family in faith. She said, we've seen healing of cancer because my daughter took a stand and said, we're going to see healing and deliverance in our family. Church, I'm telling you, watch. When you get close to your promised land, the giants show up. I used to think I was doing something wrong to experience so much witchcraft. It's not that you're doing something wrong. It's you're doing something right. See, when you're getting close to the promise of God, that's when giants show up. And they come with intimidation. Who are you to write this book? Who are you to say something? You're divorced. What do you got to say? You are a drug addict. What are you to say something? You did this. You did that. In fact, you sin. You're hard on your wife. You're mean to your kids. Come on. And it's the same thing over and over. The accuser of the brethren accuses day and night, and he tries to remind you of your past so he doesn't have to talk about your future. Goliath came out. And day after day, he would intimidate Israel. The Bible says that all of Israel, the greatest warriors, were shaking in fear. And now Saul has to have a little boy fight his battle, fight his giant for him, because Saul stopped worshiping. Because when you stop worshiping, you stop fighting. See, David was Saul's personal worshiper. David worshiped for him, because when David was delivered from lions and bears in the field, he was worshiping. See, because giant killers hear it, are worshipers. Do you know what you're supposed to do when you can't figure it out? Do you know what you're supposed to do when you face intimidation? Do you know what you're supposed to do when you feel that spirit of fear coming into your home, coming into your mind? I'm telling you, it comes so fast, so quick. Listen, medicine is not going to help you fight spiritual warfare. You have to know. You have to discern what is a demon, what is a giant trying to take you out. The spy said this, we're too small, we're insignificant, we can't do it. Here's what he said, we're like grasshoppers. I love saying this, you can't just read the Bible, you have to read the Bible. When they called themselves grasshoppers, watch. They were exaggerating the size of the giant compared to the size of their God. A more proper description would have been those giants looked like grasshoppers in the size of our God. Now, what's interesting to me
is that God used grasshoppers,
oh, I love the Bible,
to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt. Even in their skewed perspective, they still had an anointing for deliverance on them.
Hear this word today. They said this: the giants are too great. The giants are too big. I came to ask you a prophetic question tonight, this morning. What giant have you made bigger than your God? What situation in your life, finances, relationships, sexuality, faith, have you declared is bigger than your God? We serve the God of giant killers. We serve a God that every knee in every bow, every knee will bow to, and every tongue will confess to. We serve the God that demons know his name. I'm telling you right now, we have made America a giant, and we have declared it to be too big. And just like Prophet Sheet said, as he said, we appeal to heaven. When we think a giant's too big, we understand we're not comparing a giant to us. We're not comparing a giant to our ability. We're comparing our God to everything else, because he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Listen, nothing is bigger than our God. What is impossible for our God? What is too hard for our God? There is no giant that is greater.
Worship team, come back up. Now watch this. I've never seen this before. Numbers chapter 14, verse 36. So the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned with the bad report, who made the community grumble against him. These men were responsible for spreading a bad report. These men were responsible for spreading witchcraft. Watch this. So the Lord struck them down, and they died of a plague before the Lord.
Oh, I missed this part. I've been preaching the gospel full time since I was 16 years old. I read the Bible multiple times every year. I've read this story over and over. But what I love about God's word is you can read something 100 times. And on the 101st time, when the Holy Spirit breathes upon it, it's alive. I'd never seen this before, sir. The 10 spies, I just figured they didn't make it to the promised land. It's not that they didn't make it. But when they declared that giant to be greater than their God, it's not that they resisted Moses. It's not that they resisted the children of Israel. But they positioned themselves on the side of the enemy, and they joined the giants to oppose the giant killing God. When you declare your giant, your temptation to be greater than your God, you join the giants. I came to tell you this morning that you need a Holy Ghost refocus. You need a Holy Ghost realignment. You need a new spirit like Joshua and Caleb had. Caleb said, "We certainly can do it." I want to speak over you. Your sexual temptation, either heterosexual or homosexual, is not greater than our God. Your temptation, your addiction, your bondage, your struggle is not greater than our God. I want to declare over you that nothing is impossible with our God. You mean to tell me, give me a little more monitor. You mean to tell me that you believe that a virgin girl was impregnated by the Spirit of God, that the sinless Savior walked the face of the earth for 33 years, that he cast out devils, that he healed the blind, that he raised the dead, that he was crucified for your sins and mine. He ascended to hell, stormed the gates, ascended to heaven, and became our eternal salvation, and he can't deliver you from whatever you're facing, that he can't take out the giants in your life. Somebody stand to your feet and declare your God is bigger. Somebody stand to your feet and declare your God is able. Somebody declare, my God is bigger than a giant in this generation. My God is bigger than giants in America. My God is bigger. Play that worship song, Pastor. Lift your hands all over this place. Copper Mountain, lift your hands. If you're watching at home, lift your hands. We declare, Holy Spirit, prayer partners, come down to the front at all campuses right now. Father, we declare, come on, prayer partners, come fast. Father, we declare that you are greater, you are bigger than anything that we're facing. Father, we declare that nothing is greater than you. We declare the giants are coming down in our generation. Giants are coming down in our land in Jesus' mighty name. If you want prayer to remove a giant from your life, I want you to get out of your seat and come down to these prayer partners. The Bible says one puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. Let's believe now that you're going to experience a supernatural breakthrough. Come on, lift your hands and worship a giant killing God.
Thank you for listening to the Rev Ministries podcast. If this message has blessed you, we want to encourage you to share it with a friend. For more information about this ministry and how you can make a difference by financially supporting us, please visit our website at therev.com. For full-length sermons and episodes on audio or video, please visit us at therev.com or search for us on iTunes.